Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
They're gone. Their children are gone. Their cattle are gone. How would that make you feel? How would that make you feel? You're out there fighting and you come back and your place is on fire. Normally when you go home, you want comfort. No doubt David and them was waiting a warm welcome for when their family got, when they got back from their family. But they're gone. And they're in his burn. And then the Bible said that David and the men wept so much they had no more power to weep. Anybody ever was that cried like that before? You just sobbed. And then, you know, I know this, when my daddy used to, discipline me, and I'd be over there crying. My dad said, he'll stop when he gets tired. That's basically what it was. He'll stop when he gets tired. But David and them and their men wept till they had no more power to weep. What I want to tell you here is the situation of David that looked bad. It really looked bad for them. David is the leader of these men. Let me give you a little bit about background about David. We know David was Jesse's son, right? Jesse, hey, how many sons did he have? Who knows? But we know that Israel wanted a king. And they picked Saul to be their king. But God did not pick Saul to be the king. He anointed David. Matter of fact, when Samuel was looking to go to Jesse's house and anoint the king, he met all of Jesse's sons. And Jesse said, he's not here. And then Jesse said, hey, the little ones out there keeping the sheep. And then Samuel said, hey, I won't rest until I meet him. And he met David. And the Spirit says, anoint him. Do you know what the Lord said about David? Look at this verse here. Here's what the Lord said about David. He said that, Acts chapter 13, verse 22. Boy, we could pray that the Lord could say this about us. He says, and when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave their testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all of my will. Isn't that awesome? This is what God said about David. So David is the leader of these men. It's about 600 men with David. And they've been fighting many battles. And they've been winning. So David was a shepherd boy. And then David also fights Goliath. We know a lot about David. David wrote many of the Psalms. So David finds courage to go out and face Goliath. Then he not only faced Goliath, but after that, he beats many enemies. And this is where Saul's get jealous of him. Everybody know that? Saul killed his 1,000, David his 10,000. So Saul gets jealous of David. So David, I want you to get the picture here. David is on the run from Saul. There was two instances where David had the opportunity to kill Saul. But he wouldn't do it because he said he wouldn't touch God's anointing. So David honored God.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.